I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks loops, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peterwin Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. And yes, the Mel Pearson Show live here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Mel is in our studio. It is cold out there, Mel. How cold is it? Are you freezing your face off?
It's awesome, Dirk. It feels great to be back in the Copper Country. Been gone for a couple weeks now. So happy New Year to everybody. And I love the snow and I love the cold. It's great hockey weather.
It is. It is very cold. 11 below in downtown Hancock. And we'll...
Is that all?
That's it. 11 below, 10 below at or 11 below at the Houghton County Airport, too, this morning. So very cold out there. But warm inside here at the Mix 93 studios, and we've got a great show for you planned, talking about Michigan Tech hockey. Still on the road for another week after the Great Lakes Invitational, then down at the Sioux this past weekend, now getting set to take on Ferris State. And here we are in the second half of the season, Coach, and a pretty good weekend by the Huskies down at Lake State.
Well, you know, you want more, Dirk. I think that's what I really like about this team this year is they're not satisfied. They want more. You know, we played well, though. Both games had a chance to win. On both nights, obviously, we did on Saturday. But Friday, I thought we had a real good game. Probably had better scoring opportunities on Friday night. And their goalie, Kevin Kopelka, I think, was the difference in the game, really. He was the difference, and the goaltending was the difference in that game. You know, Phoenix got off to a shaky start. Three goals, I believe, on, you know, 6-7 shots. And not that you can blame the goals on them when you watch them back, but nonetheless, not great goals. And at the other end, Kopelka was on the top of his game. So tough loss Friday, but we'll take the sweep on the road.
Yeah, unusual.
Against a good team, against a real solid team.
Yeah, they are good. And, you know, the goals that Phoenix let in that first period, not very Phoenix-like in that they're just straight-in shots. It almost looked like maybe he didn't see them as well as he had hoped to on the two that went over the shoulder, but it was tough to see that happen.
Yeah, no, it was. And, you know, I'm a little bit of concern. He's a little inconsistent. We've got to get him more consistent. That's twice I've had to pull him now in the last five games, the Bowling Green game here at home, and obviously then he had a, you know, good GLI, and then we go to the Sioux and, you know, three goals in that first period. So, like I said, it's not all on him. They're pretty good shots, but, you know, I made the change in net just to spark our team, and I thought Jamie Phillips came in and did a real good job.
He did, and let's talk about the first game. Blake Hedela gets the first goal of the weekend. What a tremendous, I know I just beat this to death, Coach, but the first 5 minutes of that Friday night game, I have not seen anything like that in a long, long time.
Well, it was a great start. Our team was ready to play, and that's what you want to make sure is you get off to a good start, especially on the road. And I thought our team, you know, we had played the weekend before. Lake State hadn't played.
20 days.
And that can make a difference. You know, I don't care what you do as a coach. It's not a game situation until you actually play the games, and you can't create that intensity in practice. You try to, but, you know, it's hard to do. So, obviously, we got off to a real good start. I really liked our forecheck, and that's what really created all the turnovers and led to our scoring opportunities. And we were skating. You know, we've got a pretty good skating team when we make our mind up and we skate. And I thought we did a real good job on Friday night. Really took it to them, and, you know, only had the one goal to show for it. I think the shots were, I don't know, 6-7, 8-0 at one point, and we really played well, and we made some lineup changes, and I thought that sparked our team also. You know, sometimes you have to do that just to create some interest and some excitement in your team, and we got off to a real good start, and good goal by Blake. You know, he face-off play, went to the net, and he had to battle through a couple of their players, and I like that goal. We're going to have to get more goals like that, where we're strong around the net. They're just not shots or plays coming in, and we tapped in a rebound, and good for Blake.
Blake Hiedelick gets his fifth of the season. David Johnstone and Blake Pietilla get the assists on Friday night to open up the scoring.
Shot taken by the Huskies. Rebound! Huskies with the scores! It is Hiedelick! Rebound right over the shoulder of Kopelka, and rolled right down his arm, and tapping it in for the 1-0 lead was Hiedelick. Michigan Tech leads it with 12:03 left in the first period.
7:57 the time of that goal. Good to get on the road and get the first goal of the weekend.
No question. Whenever you're, well, any game, you want to get off to a good start and get the lead, and obviously we did there. But like I said, I had Blake Pietilä play a center this weekend. First time he's played center. Did a real good job on that faceoff. He's really good on faceoff. So, and I like Blake Pietilä this weekend. He said center skated much better, had the puck much more, and I talked to him a little bit about that after the weekend. But he was a force in the middle, and that line of Blake Pietilä and David Johnston, who came back, and Blake Pietilä, I thought, played very well.
Yeah, David Johnstone coming back, what a difference maker right from the start. You could just see the space that he creates out there. He demands that respect when he has the puck.
Well, we haven't talked much about that, Dirk, but we've really missed him. I mean, you could see it. I mean, he's a difference maker. You know, there's a reason why he was one of our leading scorers the last 2 years. He creates offense. He creates excitement. You know, he's dangerous when he gets on the ice, and we've been real careful with bringing him back, making sure he was begging us to play, and that's basically what it came down to. You know, we hadn't gone to him and said, are you ready to play? We just waited till one day he finally came in and said, Coach, I want to play. I'm ready. You know, I want to play. And
how long
that's
was
what
he cleared? Was he cleared for a couple of weeks?
Well, he probably could have played in the GLI. Yeah. You know, I think before that it was touch and go, but he had been practicing, before the GLI, and we made a decision as a staff, and obviously our medical staff told us and thought that one more week would be ideal. And like I said, but David wasn't quite banging our door down to play there either. So it's good to get him back. But he's a difference maker. He's really going to make a huge difference in our power play and just in our offense. Just a lot of things going forward. You cannot take players like him out of your lineup. And as much as we want other guys to step up and fill that role, and some players have, you know, he's a very good hockey player.
12 games he was out, and nice to have him back in. The Huskies lead 1-0, but then Zach Sternberg gets an unassisted goal at 9:16.
Baltus couldn't get there. Sternberg stepping up. He'll shoot, score! Oh, what a save by Sternberg.
Sternberg was just a laser of a wrist shot beating Phoenix Copley.
Yeah, you know, we turned the puck over there, and we talked about that puck management. You know, we got off to the lead. We're in a good start, and we knew they'd have a little pushback, and that was a concern this weekend, how quickly they came back to score some goals after we had scored. And I did not like the goal. We had control of it, whiffed, and in the neutral zone we had control of it again, gave it away, and there was a gap there, and he just skated in, and our defenseman was so far back, and he used him a little bit of a screen, and that's the one I didn't like on Phoenix. It might have changed directions, but normally Phoenix would have that one. But tough goal to give up, and obviously it gives them momentum and puts us on our heels a bit.
And then we get a power play, but we give up a goal on the power play. I know you really didn't like this one, Coach. Kevin Churchman, talking to Billy McCult a little bit, could this guy be the best non-drafted defenseman in our league right now?
Well, it's interesting. He might be, but I talked to a couple scouts there after the Saturday game, and they didn't see him Friday. They saw him Saturday, and I think the main concern with him is his defensive play a little bit. But offensively, he reads the situation well. He shoots it a ton. He's got great offensive instincts, and I think he's got a good chance to make it to the next level.
Silva trying to hold it in, can't do it. Two on one now for Churchman. Coming across, shot, scores! Churchman beat Copley, top shoulder, shorthanded. And the Lakers take their first lead of the game.
Well, that ended up getting an assist there was Kevin Kopelka, the goaltender. Bryce Schmidt also gets an assist. Churchman used the guy coming down on the 2-on-1 as kind of a decoy and just took the shot.
Yeah, he did. He got a 2-on-1, a bad read, a bad pinch by our defenseman of the offensive blue line. Real lazy pinch, what I call it. He didn't either get the puck nor the player. And, bad read. They get a 2-on-1. Obviously, he comes down. And our defenseman might have played a little bit better, could have changed the shooting shooting angle a little bit more. I thought we gave him way too much room to shoot the puck. And you know, great shot. Beats Phoenix glove side. But Phoenix has to get out a little bit more, challenge that shooter. He's too far back in the paint. When you watch Capelka and see how far out of the net he is on the shots versus Phoenix in that game, I think you get an understanding of Phoenix has to get out more. We've got to work with him on that. But like I said, that's a big-time shot also.
Lake State up 2-1 at that point. They make it 3-1 in the first period at the 17:31 mark with a goal by Mitchell Nardi.
Nardi cycles it back down to the corner for Domich. Domich to the point. Sternberg looking to shoot.